Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
So, you know, I'm mad into the whole UFO thing and that sort of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I was watching the other day Marine that... he wasn't a Marine. He was Air Force. And they were talking about the movie Top Gun. But did you know there is actually a Top Gun school in the US?
Right.
So, you know, highway to the danger zone. And your mom was asked, okay, so this Air Force Marine was, he was, is he an Air Force Marine? I think he, what was he? He was an Air Force, like some very high up in the American Air Force. Anyway, he was being interviewed and he was saying like, yes. So he was asked, you know, when you look at the movie, what's real about the movie Top Gun and what happens in Top Gun school? And he said, I'm asked this question all the time. He said, the only things that were real is that there is a place called Top Gun and they have got airplanes. He said everything else was just absolute nonsense. And but you know Top Gun is why it's such a popular movie.
Why?
Well, because it's just full of one-liners. Uh-huh. So you know Matthew Guskett, uh-huh. Garskett, Graspit. I always get his name wrong.
You don't.
You know that him and his brother just exchange Top Gun lines all the time?
Do they?
Between each other. They just text each other Top Gun lines. Right. So, I did not like that movie.
I don't remember
movie.
It enough to like it.
I think Goose was one of the guys.
Yeah,
it was just so wanky.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? It was just proper American.
And so is that the song you've chosen? The song.
Do you remember it? Go sing it.
No, you sing it.
No, I just did.
No, I know, but I can't remember it. I literally can't remember it.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Oh,
go sing it.
Was that Top Gun?
Yeah.
There you go. No.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm not going to sing it.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to sing
Highway to Hell. About
another soundtrack song.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life. I swear.
It's the truth.
What movie?
That is Dirty Dancing.
Good job. I didn't know you'd even seen Dirty Dancing.
Where was the Dirty Dancing move used for a second time? What was the movie and who was in it?
Crazy Stupid Love,
and
Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
Yeah, that's right. What's your go-to move?
What's your go-to move?
What's your go-to move?
I can't believe
move?
You did that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
And what's another? What was the one I was singing before? Gangster's Paradise.
Go. I don't know.
Tell
it.
Me why are we so blind to see that the ones we have. I'm really out of tune with that. Are you gangsters? It's really bad. Out of tune.
Absolutely terrible.
But do you know what movie that was?
Gangster's Paradise.
Do you know what movie that was?
No.
That was Dangerous Minds with Michelle Pfeiffer. That was a good movie.
Oh, you know where Michelle Pfeiffer made it? You know what her first movie was?
What?
You don't know.
I don't know.
You are crap at movies,
mate. Tell me, remind me what's her first
movie. I'll give you a hint. You ready?
Yeah.
Say hello to my little friend. No.
Was that Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Where?
Who was she married to?
No, tell me. Tell me what's a movie, because I've never seen that movie, if it's the one you're thinking.
What's it about?
I don't. Is that the Hannibal Lecter one?
No.
Well, which one? Which one? I haven't seen that one either. Then
I'll give it to you before, by the time we get
no,
to
no,
it.
No, tell me now.
No.
Well, Michelle Pfeiffer was in a movie. How old was she in that movie?
Scarface, Mills.
Scarface. Oh, well, I don't think.
Have you never seen Scarface?
I don't think I've seen Scarface.
Oh my God, who has not seen Scarface?
I don't think I've seen Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend.
Really? No.
Yeah, write it down. Scarface, great movie.
Scarface, yeah. Writing it down.
Writing it down.
She was in another movie.
So she was his wife.
Okay, right. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's your favourite movie of all time?
I don't have a favourite movie.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't have a favourite movie of all time.
We're talking movies today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So I've got a couple of movies that I loved.
Okay, let me ask you another question then. What's one movie that you could watch over and over and over again, never get tired of it?
Over and over and over again. And well, there's a couple of... There's some great movies, right? Yeah. So I'll give you my top
Life
10.
Life of Brian is
my
one
top
of them.
10. Okay, definitely The Life of Brian.
Okay.
Brilliant.
I never watched that movie until I watched it with you, and then I still didn't watch the fucking movie because you were louder than them and you said every line.
Well, everybody knows the story behind that. But I absolutely fucking love that movie. Okay. And there's nothing better than
so you're actually going to go
having
through your top 10.
Big joint sitting down and watching that movie. Not that I promote the use of drugs, especially those sorts of drugs, but that's great. So I'll give you some classic movies that I absolutely
you could watch
loved.
Over and over again and you wouldn't mind.
I would watch over and over again... Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's one of mine. The Shawshank you could watch over and over again.
Yeah, very good. I would watch over and over again My Left Foot.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Some Mother's Son.
Okay. We need to run some of this down.
No, you don't. Okay, no. I would also watch over and over again... I think that's really it for the moment. If any more come to me, I'll let you know. Okay, if any more come to me, Star Wars, I just loved.
Oh, Star Wars, Harry Potter, all those you can watch.
They're good. Sit down movie and just watch.
Yeah,
you know, they're your good ones. You know, your Oliver Twists, your The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Those sorts of things are good. But movies that really, really like Saving Private Ryan.
I haven't seen that. I think it was too much.
Oh my God.
It was too
much
because everyone said that it was like, whoa. And I was like,
it was like, whoa. I remember coming out of the cinema and driving my mate's car down the street and having to pull over and just like hyperventilate and ring my girlfriend and go, oh my God, I've just seen the craziest ass movie. And it just totally and utterly shocked me.
But
I was like, wow.
That's the beauty of movies. And it's also a fucking pain in the ass with movies because. They stay with you and it's a good, like that can be a really good thing. But honestly, that's some of those movies. If I watch, like this is why I've never watched Schindler's List.
But they're just depressing. Like Schindler's List is
I don't even know. But I know that Saving Private Ryan, everyone was going on about it. And I was like, I don't think I can. Like mentally, I'll be like, I won't get out of my mind. And there'll be this random time in the middle of the night in like 6 months' time that I'll be like, I'm not going to be able to sleep, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's too much. And I think you had the other one that you liked that was like that was Requiem of a Dream or To a Dream.
Requiem to a Dream.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't watch Requiem to
a Dream. No, I couldn't watch that because when you said that, I was like, there is no way I'm going
to
watch that
Requiem
movie.
No, Requiem to a Dream was like pushing cinema to a level of Jesus Christ, like that was a crazy movie. That was really pushing cinema, mainstream cinema, to a like, I don't know whether you would call it mainstream, you know?
It probably wasn't. I think it was independent.
Indie.
Yeah, it was independent.
But, and a bit culty, but that was a fucking crazy, crazy movie. I could, like, you've that messed you up.
Mm.
And everybody was like, have you seen Requiem to a Dream? And I was like, fuck, really? Is it that good? Yeah, you got to watch Requiem to a Dream. Okay, another one I'd watch over and over again is Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction was great.
Great
definitely
movie.
Pulp Fiction.
I've a bit of a soft spot in my heart for old Bruce Lee movies.
Yes. Well, when I was growing up, we watched a lot of Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee movies.
Did
That's
you?
What my brother and my cousin used to come around all the time and we
What
the?
That?
Oh, so
and
good.
Then afterwards you'd Loved kick them. The shit out of your brother. Yeah. Everybody be killing each other in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So those sorts of movies were really good because they were just good movies that you could watch. But great comedy movies that people won't, I suppose, really remember. Have you ever seen any of Steve Martin's stuff?
Yeah, like old ones like Flying High. Was that Steve Martin?
No, Flying High, no.
That wasn't. That was a different guy. I remember him. I always used to get him
The
and
Jerk.
Steve,
have you seen The
Steve
Jerk?
Steve Martin mixed up.
Like if you want to sit down and laugh your head off at a movie,
The Jerk.
Sit down and watch The Jerk.
No, I haven't seen The Jerk.
That's very, very good.
Steve Martin was... he did Roxanne, didn't he? And there were other ones like that.
That was much later in his career, though.
Yeah. So what did he do?
He did The Jerk. Is actually hilarious.
Okay.
And there was a whole series of movies that he did around that time with another actress. He always had the same actress in the movies, and there was about three of them. There was The Jerk. There was Oh my God, I should know these. It'll come to me in a few minutes. I'll come up with the rest of them. But they were just very, very funny movies. So, and then anything by Mel Brooks, like Blazing Saddles. Yeah. Have you seen Blazing Saddles?
I don't think I have. There was another one. I know you watch all these. I know everyone looks at me weird when, but I was like, I didn't.
But these are movies you should watch.
I know.
Because they are actually very, very funny.
But then sometimes years and years later, they're not that funny. Like I remember watching The Exorcist with you as well because I'd never watched it when I was a kid. And I was like, it was just like, I think as a kid, it would have been scary as fuck.
The Exorcist.
But because it was just so dodgily made by the time I'd watched It wasn't at the time, I get it. But then by the time I watched it, I was an adult and like cinema had changed a lot by then and it wasn't scary. I don't get scared by the horror stuff. I get scared by reality stuff.
Well, that was reality. Do you remember?
No, it wasn't. It was upside down. No, remember that movie you and I went to see?
Yeah.
When we thought because you would always try and convince me to go see scary movies, right?
Yeah.
So remember that movie we went to see, and you went like, "Oh, I think it was supposed to be scary," and I went, "Yeah, okay, let's go watch it."
Yeah.
And then we started watching it, and it was like nothing at all. It was like, oh. It felt like nothing was going to happen. The next minute, it started getting really scary. It had Liv Tyler in it.
I got scared
because it was really realistic.
Was that the house down the street?
Strangers. Years and years ago.
Yeah.
And we were like, at the end of that, we were like, oh my God, I was freaking out because that was realistic. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't just like exorcisms and, you know, random stuff.
But that came from the movie When a Stranger Calls. Do you remember that?
When a Stranger Calls.
The girl goes over to the house to babysit. And the phone starts ringing.
No, I don't remember that.
And she answers the phone.
I don't watch scary movies if I can avoid it.
And she answers the phone. And eventually the guy's on the phone going, "Have you checked the children?"
Oh, thank you. That's going to be in my mind later. I don't need that shit in my life.
And then she hangs up the phone and then it rings back again and he keeps saying to her, "Have you?" And then eventually she goes up and checks the children and they're fine. Mm. Then he goes back downstairs.
Okay, I don't want to know. And then I don't care. A Few Good Men? Did you like that one? And The Green Mile?
Well, A Few Good Men was about what?
It was Tom Cruise and
go on.
Tom Cruise and oh.
Yeah.
What's his name?
What?
I can't remember. Jack Nicholson.
In a few
Good Men. Well, you're not paying attention. You're trying to focus on another thing, so it's frustrating me.
So tell me, what was it about?
You know A Few Good Men. It's about the court case with, Have I Made Myself Clear? Crystal Clear. Remember? The bit at the end where he's like, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Oh, you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. That's the bit, yes.
Yeah, but that was... That
A Few Good Men.
That was... What's his name in it as well?
Tom Cruise. Jack Nicholson. Kiefer Sutherland was the other one.
Yeah, but also the female actress that was married.
Demi Moore
was in it. Yeah.
I just asked you a question.
Well, hold on. No. Did I like the movie? What are you asking me?
I'm asking if you like the movie.
Yes, I didn't mind it, but it's not one of my movies. Do you know what I mean? Okay. What about One Dark Night?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay. What about the other one about the kids becoming vampires? They all become vampires. 80s. Kiefer Sutherland's in it. It's the one that caused all the controversy because one of the kids was sexually abused in it.
By becoming vampires?
Yeah.
Oh, I know which one you mean. I think...
What was it called?
No. There was the Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Did you like
that? I don't remember it.
But do you remember that genre of those guys?
Do you remember
and then
the
Goonies?
Flatliners? Do you remember Flatliners?
That was a great movie.
Yeah, with Kiefer Sutherland as well.
But that was a good movie because there was those kids were all doing that stuff at the time. So there was there was flat. Now Flatliners was a little bit later in Kiefer Sutherland's career, but there was the Goonies. Then there was the Breakfast Club for sure. That was a great movie.
Breakfast Club was a great movie. Do you know what I loved? I loved Dead Poets Society. Back in the day, that was when I first could. Yeah, oh Captain, my Captain. Yeah. I loved.
Was
that?
Was there
that movie.
Also a line in that where it was "Thank you, sir, may I please have another," where they would cop a beating. And he'd every time he'd get hit, he'd have to say, "Thank you, sir, may I please have another?"
No, not in Dead Poets
Society. So who was Dead Poets Society? That was
Dead Poets Society was Robin Williams and Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I used to love
What's the statistic thing about Ethan Hawke?
No, that's Kevin Bacon.
Oh,
the
yeah,
six
yeah, yeah,
degrees
yeah.
of separation.
Fuck, it's got to be Ethan Hawke as well because, my God, he's been in that many fucking movies.
It's 6 degrees with everybody, really.
So, favourite actor of all time?
Oh, I can't answer that.
Really?
That, I'm not, that doesn't, that's no. not a thing for me, nah.
See, I love Daniel Day-Lewis.
I know you like Daniel Day-Lewis. You also like that other guy.
No, there's a couple of them, but Daniel Day-Lewis is just particularly good.
I like different actors. I like people. Some of them do a great job. I can't think of any off the top of my
head. So best soppy romantic movie of all time?
Oh, romance, there's lots of them, but Notebook would have to be up there.
Really?
Yeah.
And she fucking loves The Notebook.
The Notebook would definitely have to be up there. But I like some. Sometimes you just like those corny, cheesy ones that you don't even have to think of, and they're just there. But I don't know what else. Romantic.
But you don't like, well, you're thinking of romantic, but you don't like ridiculous comedy either, do you?
Sometimes you do, but I just have to be in the mood for it. Like Something About Mary was hilarious.
Yeah.
But if you're not in the, like if I had gone to the cinema and I wasn't in the mood for it, that would not have, I would not have, it would not have appealed to me at all. You have to be in the mood for some of that stuff, in my opinion. You've got to have that mindset that you want to be, you know, you want that stupid funny. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And you will sometimes sit there like cackling like a fucking hyena and I'll be like,
Did you see The Party?
No, I knew you were going to say that. That was one on my list. I wrote it down. The Party. That was old school.
Yeah, old school.
I saw that with you. You watched that
but
with me.
But The Pink Panther, I mean...
Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers. The Party. I never saw that. You talk about it a lot, but I never saw it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a series. I'm trying to get the kids to watch them at the moment. And every time I go... Like the other day I put on Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf is not really a movie for kids.
You got to wait till they're the right age, dude.
Yeah, but they're like, Dad, this movie was made in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
It wasn't. It was made in the fucking 80s. And then I put on Back to the Future.
Yeah,
like,
Bobby wasn't. Ollie wasn't interested in that the other day, was he?
No. But Ollie's not interested in movies.
In movies at all. Lexi would have watched that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The man with... So Steve Martin, the other one that he did that was really good was The Man with Two Brains.
Like I like the old period piece stuff too, though. So I really love Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, Emma. I love all Jane Austen type things. I love
so what that stuff that's like from the 1800s and 1700s.
Yeah, period stuff. Do you I love that? Yeah, because I got introduced to Jane Austen when I was at school, and I loved reading those things. So when they come on, I loved them. Love them. Some of them are really badly done.
Ange loves that stuff, and sometimes I sit back and I think.
Love it.
Oh my God. This
and the Bridgerton, is so Bridgerton on Netflix is just awesome. Like, because that's a.
But that's just got sex scenes in it.
Yeah,
you guys
I know,
like
but it's just
it
a different.
It's got sex scenes.
No, it's got the combination. It's the period piece, but it's a little bit more risque than
well,
the normal.
Well, you know,
ones.
There's actually a really good period zombie movie.
No, not interested.
It's brilliant.
Zombie stuff does not appeal to me. No,
it's actually really good. Like, I think it's called Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. I think that's literally what it's called.
I don't mind a bit of thriller stuff. So I like some thriller and stuff that makes you think if you're in the space for it. Do you know what I mean?
Like what?
So I can't think about it right now, but when you were saying the zombies, I thought of Constantine. Do you remember Constantine?
Oh,
with Keanu
great movie.
Reeves?
Yeah. But Keanu's great, man.
Keanu's great. Like I like things like, I like all those things like The Equalizer.
Oh, yeah.
And things like John
the
Wick
original
and stuff
Equalizer,
like that.
Yeah.
John
Wick is a bit, John Wick just goes, over the line just too much.
Probably, but those sorts of things, like if you're in the space for them, you can get, like I don't mind that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Where it makes you, yeah.
Yeah,
you,
yeah, yeah.
What was I going to say?
Hang on. So just while you're on that thriller thing, what was the one, I think it was called Seven.
Oh, see, I couldn't watch that because I can't deal with anything with sexual violence.
Oh, right.
I can't, and I knew that had that in there. Because that was all the seven sins, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The seven sins. And I knew that I just can't watch that.
That was a fucking crazy
It's too much. Hate.
That was a some crazy, crazy. Much. But then Wolf Creek as well. That fucked
see,
me
I
up.
Couldn't watch that too.
No, see, I can watch any horror, but that horror, that really messed me up. I couldn't watch it. I watched it and I was like, you didn't need to do that. It's like, you really didn't. That was not cool. It was so fresh at the time.
I know what it's semi about, but yeah, I don't
it was
even
just,
know.
It was too
situation.
Fresh in Australia at the time. It was like, that was just too much, you know. It was all about Ivan Milat. Yeah. It was meant to be based on Ivan Milat, you know, kidnapping people and taking them back to a mine site. And then, but the things he did to them was really bad. Mm-hmm. And it was so graphic. And you want the person to live. Do you know what I mean? Because they've so pulled you into to the victim's character that you like them and you love them.
So he obviously dies.
And you believe that they're going to be able to get out of it. And you believe they're going to be able to fucking make it. And you believe that he's going to fuck up and get caught or die. And he doesn't. And they die. It's a really messed up movie.
So what's a recent one that you love? A recent movie that you've seen that you like? I don't go to the movies as often anymore. I go every year with Ange for her birthday.
Well, I really, you know what I really liked, but I'm sure I've said it before. It was such a manipulation of the emotions, but was Sean Penn in, what was the movie where he was mentally handicapped and he has a child and he has to raise the child and they tried to take the child off him and he plays somebody who's mentally handicapped in the movie.
I Am Sam.
Yeah. That
but
was really
not
good.
Recent.
Oh, that's 15 years ago?
I was going to say recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Recent movies, I don't know. I don't know. I saw one on Netflix the other day that was an indie style movie called I Don't Feel Right in This World Anymore. That was really out there.
No,
that was so good. It was great. It was your man from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the Rings. No. It was your man from Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe
was in it. And I don't feel right.
Have you watched the one with...
it was like his life just spirals out of control.
I think it's recent. Brilliant. It's recent. Ange and I went and saw it at the beginning of last year, I think, at the movies. Mercy, is it? Just Mercy? Have you seen that? That's really good.
What's that about?
That's about a lawyer and he's got to get... he's helping people get off death row.
Right.
It's actually really good and it's based on a true story. It's really good.
But the other one about the guy that was peddling the... because there's so many great movies around the moment... he was the rodeo guy and he gets AIDS and he's peddling the
that's
AIDS.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey in
Dallas
Cowboy, is that it?
Dallas. Huh? That was a long time ago. It's not recent either.
No. That's about 10 years ago.
It's not Dallas Cowboy.
Dallas Drugstore, was it?
No.
Texas Drugstore?
No. Definitely not.
God, we're just getting completely lost down this. Yeah, I don't remember
know.
Movies.
Anyway. So you still don't have a favourite then? You can't tell a favourite? You can tell ones you would watch over and over, but you haven't got your favorite.
Well, I mean,
what do you love about movies so much? Because you love watching movies. Going to movies. You love watching them.
I love script. Really good script, like that. Really, really.
Dallas Buyers Club.
That's
just
it.
Saying.
Really good script, that really. You walk away thinking, fuck, that
they
was
did a
just
great job with that.
A great script. Do you know what I mean? You never could have predicted it was going to do that.
Do you know which one is good for that?
Yeah.
A Monster Calls.
Oh, yeah.
That was so... You were bawling your eyes out on the plane watching that.
I blew bubbles
of
snot
that?
On the plane to that. Yeah. People were walking past going, fuck, is he okay?
Yeah. That was a beautiful movie for that.
Just a great, great, great film.
And you always talk about just in line... Oh, so in line with what we do and that really relate, let's talk about that. So Monster Calls is really good in terms of what we do and what relates in terms of death and dying.
Yep.
What's the one? V for Vendetta is
awesome. I didn't get it. I was like,
oh, do you know what? It's actually not bad. I'm not saying it's 100%, but there's a moment, and you talk about it when you say, I was one with the rain, I was one with the thing, you got your moment.
Yeah.
And she gets something like that. It wouldn't be the same, but she gets something like that in there, which was really good.
Mm.
You loved In America from years and years and years ago.
I can't find that anywhere. I cannot find that film anywhere. It's very difficult to find. Yeah. I've tried to watch it and find it, and I just can't find it.
Stuff,
but that was that piece on the balcony where he's lost his son and the little 8-year-old daughter comes out and starts to talk to the dad as if he hasn't lost the son, that the son is actually in the stars and is in the... And the dad is just like looking at this little girl talking to him and he he can't comprehend what the little girl, but then he gets it. Okay. And it was just, that was magical. And then Phone Booth, which I've said many times, is really cool because it has a moment in it where he gets it.
Which I love those ones. I love that. I just feel like that's, they're cool.
But I think in terms of actors from years ago, you know, Judy Garland. I have Judy Garland moments every now and then. But Judy Garland was an incredible actress, or incredible actor, I think you would call her now. But absolutely, watching any of her movies, you know, and some of the stuff that she was doing back then is just incredible.
Yeah.
You know, her acting through The Wizard of Oz is just insane. Like, it's so good. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just so good. And I think we have a loss of appreciation of some of the skill that went in, that goes into acting. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because now there's 7 billion people in the world now. You're pumping out way more movies. You got Bollywood.
Mm. And there's a lot of TV stuff. And there's a lot of people that are doing, we won't go into TV stuff, but there's a lot of people doing TV stuff that when you watch their acting, they're just
amazing.
Phenomenal.
Like amazing actors. But I was watching a movie last night and Jodie Foster was in it at 8 years old.
Yes, that was
Huckleberry Finn.
No. Okay,
yeah, Huckleberry Finn. Okay. And fuck, you want to see that kid acting at 8 years old. Amazing.
But did you ever see, what's the one where Leonardo DiCaprio was, what's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Brilliant.
Do you remember that? Mm. And their acting was pretty good from memory anyway, because they had to, you know.
You'd probably watch it now and it'd be different.
It'd be different, yeah.
But did you watch his Basketball Diaries?
No, I never watched that one.
That's a true story. That's a great movie.
Yeah,
it's a very full on movie. It's a very sad movie. It's all about, it's just, if you want to sit down and watch a really great movie, that's a great movie. That's where you start to get an appreciation of Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, brilliant actor. Yeah. You know, brilliant actor.
What's your most favorite romantic movie?
My favorite romantic
movie. You liked The Notebook, didn't you? When you watched it the first time?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I liked it. It was good. I like Ryan Gosling. I think he's another brilliant
actor. Crazy Stupid Love was good for that.
Yeah,
that
but that's what I would call a good romantic movie.
Yeah. It was very funny the first time you watch it, and they're all coming together and converging, and the whole thing was very, very funny.
But another thing is good comedy scenes, like a great comedy scene that sticks in my mind.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh yeah.
That when he's taken the Quaalude. Oh my God! The first time I watched that was hilarious. Yeah.
There was a couple of funny bits to that.
In that one.
When the funniest bit out of all of them was when the cops are kicking him and he's lying on the couch and saying, "Did you drive home from the golf club?"
No.
No. And the car's wrecked outside. But the other scene is the scene on the airplane where he wakes up and he's like, "Fucking untie me. Why the fuck have you tied me up?" And then he says, and then he explains to him what he did, and it goes back to him on what he did. Oh my God, that is fucking hilarious.
It's very funny.
And then another really funny scene is from the 40-year-old virgin where he's getting waxed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I laughed and laughed and laughed.
You would have.
Very, very good.
Right. I remember Chocolate. Do you remember Chocolate?
Oh, that was a beautiful movie.
That was lovely. That was a nice little romance.
But so was that other one. Remember the other one about the kid that comes back? Her parents have died in war and she's sent off to the house and she goes into her imagination, and it's a French movie.
Oh, Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth.
That was full on, though. That wasn't a romance.
No.
That was not.
No, and it's not a kid's movie.
It's not a kid's movie, but that was amazing.
A brilliant movie, yeah.
I remember watching that and thinking, like, it was full on, but it was amazing.
That
was
a
brilliantly done.
Very, very good movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I've followed that producer because he's done some other cracking stuff. Some really, really good stuff. I can't remember what it is. But I'll see if we can get.
If out of all of them, the one movie that if people haven't seen, they should watch.
Jesus, that's a big question. One movie everyone should watch out of all of them. Now I want to say Pan's Labyrinth.
Because it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Because it was just. Yeah, you just get an appreciation for foreign film. Like, that was a fucking incredible movie.
You know what else
movie.
Was good? The Intouchables.
Intouchables,
the French
yeah.
one. Oh, my God, that was really good.
Intouchables. But the French do great movies.
Yeah.
The French do really, really cool movies.
I feel like that we wouldn't be able to come up with one. You can't say that because
there's just
watch.
So many. Like, but yeah, My Left Foot. Like, My Left Foot was just such a good movie. Like, such a great, great piece of film. Some Mother, Son, amazing. The other one, what's the other IRA Daniel Day-Lewis one?
In
the Name of the Father.
Yeah, In the Name of the
Father. Man, you can't watch In the Name of the Father. I remember people standing up in the theatre when that movie ended and just applauding. And I'd never seen that. In Perth, I'd never seen anybody ever stand up in a movie and fucking applaud, and they stood up in that movie and applauded. And then, funny, I've never seen people roll around in the aisles apart from There's Something About Mary.
Something About Mary.
Fuck, man. The people literally were... they had no idea. They thought we were going to watch a romantic movie.
Yeah.
A romantic comedy. And it was a romantic comedy, but it was so funny. And I remember just that opening scene of him getting his testicle caught in his fly. we got a bleeder. How did you get the nut above the... That was just fucking gold.
You've got to be in the mood to watch that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's so cool. All right. Lots of movies to go watch. I need to write them
down. There you go.
Now.
Write them all down.
Go watch.
See you guys.
If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.